left them all. They had no games at all. He stopped by to play Daytona, USA. The arcade closed its doors back in 2004. In just a few years, the coin-ops disappeared. He was gonna own an arcade. He was gonna rent a space. He was gonna get some neon to illuminate the place. But now it seems to be Xbox and PS3. He liked the simpler time of joysticks, tokens, offline with his Pac-Man Defender. The smiley face adventure with Sub-Zero and Chun-Li, and playing golf with Golden Team and Cresta Reactor, and serving beer in Tapper. He wishes he could find an arcade gaming shrine. From the early days, he found a disc of Tron down at the pizza place. He bought a couple more from the old convenience store, took them off their hands, and then he hatched a plan. All these modern games, while they're still fun, future generations should know where they came from. A place where they can see Smash TV, a place where they can play Zaxxon Frontline.
Plus there's Burger Time and
Pac-Man and Crossbow and Sega's Congo Bongo. There was Goro and Cammy and Blastin' Bugs and Centipede. From Q-Bird to Mappy,
the Wizard needs Boo Mappy.
It gives him peace of mind, the arcade gaming shrine. Shrine.